This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Hello, Guy. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. So, Guy, you are our biggest fishing enthusiast on the show. Ooh, I don't know, maybe our environmental contributor, Lawrence Gunther, might take some aim at that one. But you wanted to give us a couple fall fishing tips to get the segment going today. So, first and foremost, why is fall a good season for fishing?
Fall is a great time of year, and I really enjoy it because it really brings in the inclusiveness. Typically, you get people that try to fish on shore in the summertime, and they're generally not very successful. I mean, you can catch some fish, but you can't really get after any of the bigger ones. They tend to go deeper. So that's kind of reserved for the fishermen that have boats. But the beauty of the fall is once the water temperatures start to drop and all the vegetation starts to die off from the summertime, a lot of those fish, a lot of those predator fish, the walleye or the pike, they'll come up shallow and they'll feed before the winter. They try and kind of bulk up to stay warm over the winter months. So this is a great opportunity for people to get out and just get up to the shoreline and throw a line in. And there's a much higher potential for a nice catch.
Mm-hmm. So what are some tips on making the experience even better?
So definitely my go-to when it comes to fall fishing, if I'm going to fish on shore, is I just stick with a jig and a minnow. You just rig your minnow on your jig, however you choose. Everybody's got their own way of doing it. And you just toss that sucker out, you're only about 20, 25 feet from the shoreline, but you're generally, depending on the body of water, you're probably generally sitting in 6 to 8 feet of water. And that's prime territory for those predator fish to be feeding before the winter months.
Mm-hmm. Got to bulk up and stay warm for winter. I know something about that strategy. I also incorporate a hibernation strategy. Guy, let's jump over to Halloween. We were just talking with lifestyle columnist Shani Saravanamuthu a little bit about some ways to make Halloween more fun and inclusive. Well, you want to highlight a couple events in the Sudbury area, including Science North's Dynamic Earth hosting a couple of events. So what activities can locals look forward to?
Yeah, so I mean, and this is not a new event by any means of the imagination, but they did kind of revamp it to accommodate health restrictions here in the city. So it is the Pumpkinferno, it's really, really cool. I think we go like every year pretty much. So they have these carved pumpkins that are illuminated, and they make these giant images with them, whether it be a design or a photograph of an outline of something. And it's really impressive, all the work that goes into that. So they have this all set up outdoors, and they do ask that people have proof of vaccination before entering the property. And then of course, wearing your mask, because you're still in close proximity to a lot of people. But it's really cool. You get to walk around and you see all these pumpkins, and it's just amazing the amount of work that goes into this. Every year they do a fantastic job. And as well as having the pumpkin displays, they have throughout the area, there's speakers. And then there's areas where it describes, what that represents, or there's like little spooky stories being told.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They got, if anybody's familiar with the Big Nickel, they do shows on the Big Nickel. So they use it as like a giant projector screen, essentially, which is really awesome. And they got their big cauldron there. They got the fire, they got the hot chocolates, and nice. All the little fall time goodies.
Yeah, I like that. We go from apple picking season to a pumpkin season really fast.
Yeah.
And we get some of that great stuff, some of those great activities. And it is cool to see all the work people put into carving these pumpkins and lighting up the neighborhoods in a neat way. Tickets are going to be $11 for members and $13 for the general public. And folks can find those at sciencenorth.ca, sciencenorth.ca. Hey, Guy, you also want to make mention of a big CNIB conference, which is coming down the pipeline, taking place this week and next week. So give us the reminder about what a CNIB Connecting the Dots conferences includes.
Yeah, so CNIB Connecting the Dots is a great opportunity. And that's not just for people with sight loss. I think this is a great opportunity. It's a good learning experience for anybody who's interested. If they want to learn more about the kind of the world of sight loss. So they definitely, like you mentioned, there's two events happening. The one this coming weekend, the 15th and the 16th, that is the French stream, Pour ceux qui parlent français. And the English streaming event will be the 22nd and 23rd of October, sorry. And what you can expect there is an abundance of workshops and different display booths and things like that, that really highlight the technology aspect of vision loss. It really highlights the capabilities of people with sight loss working or entering the working field, as well as education, entertainment, all those realms. I mean, it's just they have something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an awesome experience. I like to check it out just to see what's coming, what's new in terms of the accessible technology stuff. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah, we've had a chance over the years to cover a bunch of the Connecting the Dots events in person, which is cool. But this year it's going to be virtual, which is even better mm-hmm. because folks can go from the comfort of their own homes, connectingthedots.vfairs.com, connectingthedots.vfairs.com. And like you said, Guy, October 15th and 16th for the French-speaking attendees and the 22nd and 23rd for the English stream. Any cost involved for folks if they want to attend this?
I thought I had it.
$20 for clients, $40 for volunteers and staff of CNIB and other not-for-profit organizations, and $60 for the general public in regards to that one. Hey, Guy, it's always fun catching up, man. All the best. Enjoy the fishing season. Enjoy the Halloween stuff. And we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
For sure. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.